It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clara City.
All right, welcome to the Subway pregame show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports at the Eagles' Nest tonight out here at La Caparo Valley. And the Eagles have their work cut out for them tonight as they take on the sixth-ranked team in Class A, the Canby Lancers. Lancers come in with a record, and don't let their record fool you, 10-8, 10 wins, 8 losses, but those 8 losses were to some very quality teams in the higher classes. So don't let that record fool you. They're ranked 6th in Class A, along with, I think, 4 other teams. 3 out of the Camden Conference are ranked in the top 10. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But it's homecoming week out here at La Caparo Valley. A lot of festivities happening today. They're actually going to have a Powder Puff boys volleyball match after the match, girls match here tonight. La Caparo Valley, they come in with a record of 4 wins and 9 losses. The Eagles playing, The Eagles are coming off a loss in Lakeview on Tuesday, a match you heard right here on Q92, 3-0, a loss there to the Lakeview Lakers. The Canby Lancers, they are coming off a win over KMS, Kirkhoven Murdoch Sundberg, on Tuesday, 3-0. That was in Canby. Let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. First for the visiting Canby Lancers. And these names are familiar because they all played last year. Their center and right side, their center is 5'9" senior Emily Nelson. The other center is Bryn Cockleman, two outstanding centers for the Lancers. Cockleman is 5'7" and a senior. Number 4 is Carly Woolham. Carly is an outside hitter, 5'9" senior. The other outside hitter is another senior, and that is Grace Hansen, and she wears number 6. Carly Weber, number 9, is a middle hitter, 5'10", and a sophomore. Number 11, Alexa Berlin. Berlin is a defensive specialist at 5'5", and a junior. And the libero player, Jaren Hausman, she plays in the back row. She's 5'2", and a senior. And the Lancers are coached by head coach Janae Wright, assisted by Carrie Willem, Jenna Dreitz, Heather Cockleman, and Amy Wagner. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for the Canby Lancers, who I mentioned are ranked 6th in Class A. For the La Caparo Valley Eagles tonight, number 1, defensive specialist, 5'4", junior, Peyton Sachs. Number 2, a setter, 5'7", ninth grader, Maya Sawatsky. The libero tonight is an eighth grader, folks, Ashton Shelstead. Ashton is a defensive specialist at 5'1". Number 8, Abby Amlin, an outside hitter, 5'11", senior. Sophie Leah, number 9, a right side hitter, 5'10", sophomore. A junior outside hitter, Carson Whitnable, she wears number 11. And senior, Callie Kahn, a middle blocker, 5'11", senior. And number 16, defensive specialist, 5'1", ninth grader, Maya Mortensen. La Caparo Valley, they are coached by head coach Amber Lee, assisted by Morgan Jager, Morgan Stark, and Lydia Nash. And we want to thank Tony Orada, your State Farm Insurance agent in Canby and Madison, for sponsoring the starting lineup all season long here on Q92. Boy, I tell you what, you can hear the La Caprao Valley Pep Band. The students are here in big numbers tonight because of homecoming, and a lot of excitement here in the La Caprao Valley gym tonight. Let's take a look at some other volleyball matches in our area. Dawson, boy, they're also celebrating homecoming this week. The Blackjacks are hosting Tracy Milroy Ballaton tonight. State-ranked McRae, they're at Lakeview. Lakeview is at McRae tonight. Number one-ranked team in Class A is the Mineota Vikings, and the Vikings have the long road trip tonight. They travel up to Ortonville. KMS is at home hosting Yellow Medicine East. And in the West Central Conference, Montevideo is hosting Minnewaska area. That volleyball match already in set two. Minnewaska won the first set 25-6. Want to welcome a new sponsor here on Q92 tonight, Wow Auto Wash. Brent Mosing over there in Dawson is our new sponsor for Play of the Game. And we thank Brent for doing that. And we'll do that at the end of the game in our post-match show. We'll name a Play of the Game, sponsored by Wow Auto Wash in Dawson. That wraps up our Subway pregame show. We'll take a couple-minute break as they play the national anthem. And when we come back, we're going to have the first serve between the Candy Lancers and the La Caprao Valley Eagles right after this.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Stephen Hybrid, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Celtic Insurance Services, Carly Bothan Dawson, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo, and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson. Sports brought to you by SOS, Seafeld Ostra Services, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Club and Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Christensen Spray Foam Insulation, Canby. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Windable Construction, Madison, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, the Wow Car Wash in Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, the Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lane's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Welcome back to La Caprao Valley High School, everyone. Paul Ramo here for 292 Sports. Scott Swatsky, the PA announcer tonight, introducing the starting lineups for the Lancers right now. I mentioned the state polls. Let's go over them in Class A. As I mentioned, we'll start with that. We'll go to the bottom. Ranked number 10 in Class A is Floodwood. They're 16-2. Kenny and Wanamingo ranked 9th. Number 8th is Ada Bourque West. Ranked 7th is Maple Canton. Maple Canton already has 21 wins on the season. They're 21-3. Then it's the Canby Lancers, ranked 6th. They're 10-8. Like I mentioned before, don't let that record fool you. Ranked number 5 is the McRae Wolverines out of the Camden Conference. They're 14-4. RCR, Russell Taylor Ruth, and they're 15-5. They're ranked number 4. Number 3 is Fillmore Central. Number 2 is Mayor Lutheran, 15-4. And the number 1 ranked team with 16 wins on the season, 16-2, is the Mineota Vikings. And the Vikings, Mineota Vikings, the last weekend won the Class A showcase in Burnsville. Out of 16 top teams in Class A, they took the championship. All right, we're excited for a lot of Lancer fans here tonight, a lot of Kapaw Valley fans. And JV action, Canby beat Kapaw Valley 2-1. Kapaw won the first set in JV, 27-25 is quite the set there. And then Canby took the next two sets. Good to see head coach Amber Lee back. She was absent Tuesday as we were in Lakeview. And so the assistant coaches, Morgan and Morgan, Morgan Jager and Morgan Stark took over. And I was teasing them a little bit before the game that even though they lost to Lakeview, they showed improvement. And so we'll see what the Eagles can do tonight. Boy, I don't think I've ever seen a more loud Kapaw Valley student section than tonight. They are really rocking it over there, excited. And it is homecoming week here at Kapaw Valley. We'll talk about all the activities out here at Kapaw Valley tomorrow. It's going to be huge. A lot of things going on. And, of course, my favorite event is the Taste of Lack, the Taste of Kapaw. They'll be held in the Kapaw Commons area from 5 to 7 tomorrow. And come hungry before the football game. All right, both teams are on the floor. The referees are ready, and we are set to begin here our match in Kapaw Valley in the Camden Conference matchup. Glad you're with us on Q92. We're also streaming online on klqpfm.com. And I want to say hi to Barb from Somerset. She listens regularly. Somerset, Wisconsin, that is. All right, here we go. We're underway. And, a quick return as Kapaw Valley served. Emily Nelson at the net with left-hander. Just smoked that one down. The Lancers lead 1-0, and Nelson will serve. Hard to believe she's a senior. I think she started when she was 8th grade on the varsity. Here's Khan gets it over. Callie played amazing against Lakeview. Cockerman hits it long out of bounds, and we're tied 1-1. Yeah, Khan played amazing for Kapaw Valley on Tuesday night in Lakeview. A match you heard right here on Q92. Serving for Kapaw Valley is Marley Ludvigson. Lancers return it. Ludvigson's going to set and a drive. I think that was tipped. No, it was not, the referee said. So that's out of bounds. And that's a point for the Lancers. Put the Lancers on top. Here's Alexa Berlin. Alexa with a short run jump serve into Ludvigson. That ball goes backwards. Shelstead tries to save it and can't. Point, Lancers. I don't know if you can hear the students, the Canby students. They're here, too. Look at them. Down to my left here. They're here in big numbers as well. So it's going to be loud in the gym tonight. Canby serving. Nelson's going to set all the way over to... Oh, a nice dig by Peyton Sachs in the back row. But the Lancers return it right back. Now that one Peyton could not save. Oh, what a nice diving dig by the junior defensive specialist, Peyton Sachs. Lancers lead 4-1. Berlin serves again, goes into the back row, and Ludvigson can't handle it. Goes into the stands. Marley Ludvigson, a 5'4" junior for Kapaw Valley. That was the Eagles' problem last Tuesday, the first set against Lakeview was a pass, and they just could not pass the ball up to the front of the net. It got a lot better in set two and set three against Lakeview. Nelson back set to Cockerman, and boom, Cockerman gets her first kill of the night. Emily Nelson and Bryn Cockerman will set. You got to have a good setter, a great setter. They're the quarterback on the volleyball floor. And now Verlin serves that one out of bounds. That gives the point to the Eagles at 6-2. 6-2 can be here in set one. Out here at the Eagles' nest. Shelstead comes out. And who came in? Abby Amlin came in for Rock Apparel Valley. And that serve by the Eagles is out of bounds. So Camby's Grace Hansen serves. Oh, Sachs passes the ball up to Ludvigson. Here's Whitnable. Carson gets it over the net. Nelson, Brooklyn. Oh, Brooklyn. Or not Brooklyn. That's her mom. Bryn Cockleman. Banned on that one and hit the net. A point for Lock the Ball Valley, but the Lancers are leading by 4 points. 7-3. The Eagles need to make up some ground here as Mortensen serves to Verlin in the back row. And here's a drive by Carly Wollum. Back to the Eagles side, and Hamlin was actually blocked there by Cockleman. Block, actually going to give the block to Carly Weber. Okay. 8-3, Camby. Run jump serve by Bryn Cockleman. Eagles set it over with Sawatsky. Now Nelson throws it down, and Shelstead can't handle it. Nelson gets her second kill. Coach Janae Wright has an outstanding volleyball team this year. Here's a serve by Cockerman. Mortensen passes it up to Meyer, and Amlin gets it over to net. Camby returns it quickly. Now Amlin and Meyer run into each other, but they get the ball on the Camby side. Here's a drive by Wollum. She was our player of the game last week. Amlin hits it out of bounds. Too far there by Abby. 10-3, Camby. And a run jump serve by Bryn Cockman goes into Shelstead, the eighth grader. She passes it up, and nice drive there by Meyer to get it over the net. And then Emily Nelson adds another kill to her stat. Already Nelson has 3 kills. And Coach Amber Lee up off the bench talking to the girls on the floor. And Cockman with a run jump serve in the back row to Ludvigson. Sawatsky sets up Meyer with a drive, and Verlin saves it in the back row for Camby. Here's Wollum with a drive from the outside, and it's good. Harley Wollum has a block and a kill. 12-3, biggest lead of the night. 12-3. Here's the serve by Camby. Ludvigson, nice pass up to Sawatsky. Amlin throws it down. Abby Amlin. Abby, a senior, and gets the kill. There's Maya Sawatsky. Maya Sawatsky. Listen to the Lock of Pearl Valley students. And the ninth grader gets it over to net on a serve. Verlin up to Cockleman. And a drive by Wollum. Is it in? It is. Out. A point for Camby. Oh, well, we got substitutes. Looks like Burhaus comes in for Verlin. Carly Wollum is going to serve. Serves it in the back row. Shelstead gets it over from the middle of the court. And now Camby down low and kaboom. Jada Napkin with a monster kill for Napkin. I think that's the... Number 4 is serving. This is Wollum. Goes into the back row. Amlin. Sawatsky back to Abby. She throws it over. Camby. Here's a Nelson blocked at the net by Meyer. Hamlin returns it quick. Back to the Camby side. The set by Kockelman. All the way to the outside. And good by number 10, Verhelst. Their first kill. Good volley by both sides that time. Good defensive plays. Keep the ball off the floor. Camby leading 15-4. Carly Wollum serves, and an ace serve for Carly Wollum. I don't think the Eagles are ready for that. Coach Amber Lee wants a timeout. Doesn't like what she sees. It's 16-4 Camby. We'll take a commercial break and be back with more volleyball from Lacrosse Valley High School right after this.
Sports on Q92 by Haugen Insurance with offices in Madison and Ortonville, serving the entire Q92 listing area. Crop insurance and more, they can help you at Haugen Insurance. Stop in, visit with Dwayne, Susie, or Peter soon. Haugen Insurance.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142. And Shadowland Farm Trucking is a proud sponsor of all Lacapara Valley sports and activities.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn to Channel. When you plant elite Channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own Channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local Channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local Channel seeds dealer.
All right, welcome back to Lacrosse Valley High School. Timeout's over by Coach Amber Lee of the Eagles, and it's 17-5. Camby dominating here so far in set one. And the eighth grader is serving for Lacrosse Valley, Ashton Shelstead. Ashton gets it over. Camby keeps it off the floor, and they throw it over on the third hit. Sawatsky. Here's an outside hit by Kahn. Blocked at the net by Weber. Point Camby. 18-5 Lancers. If you're just tuning in, Paul Ramo out here at the Eagles Nest. Lacrosse Valley High School, Camden Conference volleyball matchup. The libero player, Hausman serves. Swatsky and Meyer gets it over. That's Faith Meyer. Kockelman. Oh, blocked at the net by Sophie Leah, and she gets the point. Wow, nice play by Leah, Sophie. Mortensen comes out, and Whitnable back in. Peyton Sachs comes off the bench to serve, and Faith Meyer comes out. So here's Peyton Sachs, 18-6. The Eagles are down. Sachs in the back row. Kockelman, here's from the middle of the floor. Wollum drives it into Sachs. Sachs passes it up to Sawatsky. Here's Whitnable to drive. Camby keeps it alive, and then a monster kill by number 8, Napkin again. Grace Hansen, that's Grace Hansen, I'm sorry. Number 6, it looks like an 8 up here, but it's 6. Here's Emily Nelson with the serve. In the sack, Peyton. Sawatsky, or that was Ludvigson. Now Whitnable. Here's back to Camby's side. Kockelman throws it over. Sachs gets it down, and Kahn smokes it. Kelly Kahn with a point. We're Lacrosse Valley is 19-7. Camby. And it looks like Marley Ludvigson will be serving. They're waiting for a volleyball. Volleyball went in and rolled into the commons area. They got a ball right. Oh, here they go. Somebody's bringing it back in the gym. All right. That was the delay because the ball went rolling all the way into the commons area. The doors are open here. Now we're going to play volleyball again. Ludvigson serves. Camby from the outside. This is a drive by Grace Hansen. Grace Hansen with another kill. And Ludvigson serves into Kockelman. Oh, actually, that was a point for Lacrosse Valley. Now, Hockman gets the point. Bren and Canby leading 20-8. We played at 25. Number 11 back in for the Lancers. That's Alexa Verlin. Her serve in the Ludvigsen. She passes up to Swatsky. Here's Whitnable on the outside. And Emily Nelson saves it. Here's Cockleman driving it home for a kill. Bryn Cockleman with her second kill of the night here in set one. 21-8. Coach Janae Wright off the bench. Showing Verlin where to serve the ball. Goes into Sachs in the back row. Sachs up to Ludvigsen. Here's a nice soft touch by Carson Whitnable. Beautiful play by Carson Whitnable. And that's Carson's first kill. Conn is going to serve. Homecoming this week. At Acapulco Valley, you can feel the excitement in the air. Serve goes in the back row to Hausman. She passes it up and Cockman again. What a dig by Sachs. And the Eagles get it over on the third hit. Nelson sets up. Wollum. Boom. Boy, when Emily Nelson sets that ball at the front of the net, she sets it all the way across the net. That's a long ways to set, and Wollum timed that one perfectly and just dropped it down for a point. 22-9, an eighth serve for Canby's number four, Carly Wollum, her second, and it's 23-9, Lancers here in set one. And Carly, this is Grace Hansen, Grace Hansen with the serve, and it's good, another eighth serve for Hansen. Here's a set point here for Canby, 24-9, and the serve goes into Peyton Ludvigsen, and now Swatsky hits it over on the third hit. There's Nelson setting up a drive and a kill by Wollum, and that'll end it. 25-9 is your first score in set one. Canby dominates set one, 25-9. We'll take about a 3-4 minute break here as they have a break between sets, and we'll be back in about 3 or 4 minutes right after this.
Hi, I'm Callie Kahn with the LQPV Girls Volleyball Team, and you're listening to Paul Ramel on Q92.
Sports broadcast on Q92 brought to you in part by the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, where Dr. Brandon Alstead and the staff provide quality dental care to their many patients from all around the area. They hope all of our students in the local schools have a great year in academics, arts, and athletics. Madison Dental Clinic, reminding you, take care of your teeth. Visit your dentist on a regular basis.
Clement Electric of Appleton is here to serve all of your farm, home, commercial wiring, and air conditioning needs. We are your LED lighting specialists. From new construction to remodeling jobs to service calls, there's no job too big or small. Contact Bill or Adam at 320-289-1041. That's 289-1041 for all of your wiring needs. Proudly serving the area since 1984. Clement Electric, we're here to serve you.
Sports also brought to you by Old National Bank in Madison. When it comes to managing your money, you need convenience, flexibility, and sometimes some good advice. That's why you have Old National Bank. They offer a range of checking accounts to meet your everyday needs, plus plenty of lending options when you need them. And you can always turn to Old National for guidance. Come meet the Madison team at 222 6th Avenue or visit anytime at oldnational.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Rise Nursery of Porter. Need large nursery trees? Well, contact Rodney Rye at Rise Nursery and Tree Moving. They have them, 4 and 10 inch in diameter. Call Rodney Rye at 507-296-4488 or give Rodney a call on his cell phone at 507-829-4614. That's Rise Nursery and Tree Moving in Porter.
and another of our sports boosters, Appleton Area Health, the Appleton Hospital, Nursing Home, and Clinic, are committed to providing high-quality health care in a personalized, compassionate manner with the hospital, nursing home, clinic, and senior housing all on one campus. They offer a full continuum of care. Appleton Area Health.
Another sports booster on Q92 is Whitnable Construction of Madison. Whitnable Construction specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitnable Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202.
Sports also brought to you by the Western Guard newspaper in Madison. Stop by their office right on Main Street and sign up for your subscription today. You can give them a call at 320-598-7521. That's the Western Guard newspaper. All the news you need to know right there in your mailbox once a week. Check them out online at thewesternguardnews.com and like them on Facebook.
Welcome back to Lacapaw Valley High School, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports tonight. Canby took the first set from the Eagles 25-9. They're led by Emily Nelson with four kills for Nelson. Make that five kills for Nelson. Carly Wollum had two ace serves. For the Eagles, they were led by Carson Whitnable with two kills. Here we are in set two, just underway. We're tied up 1 point apiece. And Callie Kahn just hit the ball out of bounds on the side. What a nice crowd on hand here for homecoming volleyball match here tonight. A lot of Canby people sitting below me and a lot of Paul Valley people across the way cheering on the Eagles. And I think the whole student, Paul Valley student body section is here tonight. Kahn drives it over as we pick up. Oh, Berlin with our, that was Hausman with a great dig, and the Lancers keep it over. Kahn. Hausman passes it up to Wollum, a big drive, and Shelstead passes it up from the back row for Lacapaw Valley. Eagles get it back over on the third hit. Cockerman just pushes it over and gets a kill. Bryn Cockerman, her third kill. Four kills for number four, Carly Wollum. Wollum has four kills and two ace serves. Here's Berlin with the serve in the paint and Sack. Sack passes it up to Ludvigson. Now Sawatsky. Back to the Canby side. Here's a drive in the middle. Blocked at the net by Callie Kahn. Big block by Kahn there. And that was number six with the hit there. That was Grace Hansen, a senior. And Hansen hit it, and Kahn blocked it right back down on her. And the Lancers lead 3-2. Make that 4-2. What a hit. Oh, my goodness. Carly Wollum. Oh, my goodness. That was a hard hit by Wollum for the kill. Her fifth already. 4-2 Lancers. And serving for Canby is Grace Hansen. Swatsky gets it over on the second hit. Here's a back set from Nelson, and Shelstead hit it out of bounds on the return from Cockleman, and it's 5-2 Canby. The Lancers took the first set, 25-9. Grace Hansen serving for the Lancers, into Payton, up to Ludvigson, and now a drive by Whitnable, and it's good! Number 11, Carson Whitnable. Carson's second kill. She's a junior, outside hitter. That all started in the back row with Peyton Sachs. Peyton passed the ball, perfect pass up to Ludvigson. Ludvigson set for Whitnable's kill. And here's Wollum, blocked by Abby Hamlin. Hamlin at the net, and now Hoskins can't get it over, and Hamlin and Whitnable celebrating hard there. Point for Lacapaw Valley. Good effort there by the Eagles. 5-4. Eagles down by a point. They can tie it up with the next point. Here's Wollum from the outside, and then she went right down the side, and it's good. Carly Wollum is having a game right now. She leads with six kills. She was our Neon Needle Subway Player of the Game. 2-point lead for the Lancers. Cockleman serves an ace serve. Number two, Bryn Cockleman. 7-4, Lancers. Go through some other scores in the Camden Conference here in a bit as Cockleman serves in the Sawatsky. Nice pass up to Hamlin. Hamlin over to Shelton in the middle floor. Ashton gets it over. And here's Hanson, hits it long. Point Eagles, 7-5. Over in Dawson, of course, there's Dawson Boyd celebrating homecoming this week. Dawson Boyd fell to TMB in the first set, 25-20. Dawson Boyd currently leading in the second set, 8-5. McCray having no trouble at Lakeview, 2-0. And it looks like Mineota is going to win the first set over Ortonville. Right now, Camby leads the Eagles 1-0. Abby Hamlin was hitting it over. It actually hit the net, and then went over on the Lancers' side. Hamlin with her second kill. And that is, listen to the Loughborough student. Here's a serve by Mortensen. Lancers play it right back. Now, Ludvigson, instead of setting, throws it over. And here's Nelson from the outside, and it's blocked out of bounds. Point. Oh, wait, no, they're going to give it. Oh, she hit it on the other side of the antenna. So that's a point for Loughborough Valley. Folks, it's tied up 7-7. And Maya Mortensen. Run jump serve for Maya. She played a lot of volleyball. There's an ace serve for Maya Mortensen. Listen to the Loughborough Valley students. Can you hear them in the background? And the Eagles have an 8-7 lead. Mortensen, a ninth grader with the serve, hits the net, goes over, and Hausman digs it up. And now the Lancers, Carly Wollum hits it out of bounds, and the Loughborough Valley Eagles take a 2-point lead on the state-ranked Lancers, 9-7. Maya Mortensen did this against Lakeview, came in off the bench and served well. There's a serve by Mortensen, and Wollum with a drive blocked out of bounds by Sawatsky, and that ends the run for the Eagles there. Got a final already from Montevideo High School. Minnewaska swept Montevideo 3-0 tonight. That must have been a quick match, not even 8 o'clock. 9-8, Eagles lead, makes that 10-8. Abby Hamlin found the corner. The Eagles are fired up right now. Abby Hamlin with her third kill. Instead of hitting it hard, she just fooled the Lancers and softly touched it over the net, and the Lancers couldn't recover. Maya Sawatsky. Oh, that's out. Ooh, that looked in. The line judge said it was out. The service error there by Sawatsky. Now here's Jaron Hausman. And Hausman serve into Hamlin. Ooh, the Eagles a little disorganized, and they can't get it over on the third hit. Boy, they were bumping into each other there. 10-10 the score. Set two. Hausman serves again in the Sawatsky. She passes up to Hamlin. Hamlin, the shell set in the middle of the floor, and gets it over on the third hit. Here's Cockman all the way across to number 10. Verhelst with the kill, and that's Verhelst's first kill of the match. And the Lancers have retaken the lead 11-10 here in set two. Hausman serves into Mortensen. Sawatsky of the back set to Hamlin. Good! What a set! What a set by Sawatsky there. And Hamlin. Four kills for Hamlin. Abby. That was a beautiful set. 11-11. Tied up again. Here's the eighth grader, Shelstead. In the back row goes Cockman at the net. And a try by Hanson. Good. Lancers take the lead again. 12-11. Paul Ramo here at the Eagles' Nest tonight. Hey, we're going to get a chance to talk about homecoming tomorrow. Oh, a lot of activities out here tomorrow afternoon. And that was Kahn with the kill, I believe, right at the net, and it fell to the feet of Hanson and Cockleman. And we're tied up 12-12. Boy, the Eagles playing much better here in set two than they did in set one. They got blown out in set one, 25-9. But they're getting after it. They're going after everything. Passing is a lot better. Now Peyton Sachs with a 12-12 score here in set two. Sachs, the set by Nelson. Hansen blocked by Kahn at the net. Boy, the Eagles are blocking well at the net right now. Here's Sawatsky. Sets up a drive by Whitnable. Good! Another beautiful set by Maya Sawatsky. And Whitnable from the outside smoked it. And the Eagles retake the lead, 13-12. Nelson throws it over, and a nice dig by Shelstead to keep it off the floor. Here's Tockerman, and Sachs keeps it alive. It went over the net from the back row. Blocked by Kahn, and we got a point for Arkansas Valley. Kahn. Timeout by Coach Janae Wright. Janae's not happy right now. The Eagles have a two-point lead, 14-12. We'll take a break as the Eagles are pumped up. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson open Monday through Saturdays 8 to 9 and Sundays 9 to 9. Subway in Appleton located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92.
Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous-run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887? Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help their customers and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
Welcome back, everybody, to Arkansas Valley High School. As we come out of commercial break, Cambie has tied it up here in set two, 14-14. Cambie won the first set, 25-9, but the Eagles are playing the state-ranked Lancers top here in set two. And Whitnable does it again. Arson Whitnable is having a whale of a set two. Got four kills. And the Eagles take the lead, 15-14. Can they pull off an upset here in set two? We'll find out. We're getting close to 25. The Eagles are serving. And, a net violation. Somebody ran into the net. An Eagle actually ran into the net. It was either Sawatsky or Kahn. And once again, we're tied up 15-15. Hansen serving. There's the serve by Cambie into Peyton. Too far, and an easy point there for Carly Wallum. Wow. Nine kills for the senior outside hitter, Carly Wallum. Hansen serves again. Lancers lead. Oh, a service error. And she served it into the net, and we're tied 16-16. Hamlin comes back in for Shelstead on the rotation. She got Hamlin, Whitnable, and Sawatsky at the net. And Kahn serves. Cambie, Emily Nelson back set to Cockleman. Kahn saves it, passes it up to Sawatsky. Maya will throw it over. Here's Nelson, the setter for Cambie, and Wallum smokes it again. Boy, I tell you what, Carly times things so well. It's perfectly timed when Nelson sets up Carly Wallum. Cockleman serves. In the Peyton, up to Maya Sawatsky. Hamlin, a one-hand show. Oh, and now we got a whistle. And a net violation there. Someone hit the net or ran into the net for Candy. And that's a point for the Eagles. Folks, we're tied 17-17. Who's going to get the 25 first? Off the bench to serve is the freshman for the Eagles, Maya Mortensen. 17-17. Mortensen serves, goes into Hausman. Here's Cockerman and a drive from the outside by Willem. Nice dig by Shelstead, but it went out of bounds. Ashton sacrificed her body there and got it to go over to net, but it went off on the side. And Lancers retake the lead, 18-17. And Willem serves an ace serve. That's her third ace serve of the match. And she has 10 kills. Willem serves again. In the side to Mortensen. Hamlin. Shelstead throws it over. We got a whistle. A point for Canby. A double hit. Shelstead had one hand ahead of the other. Didn't get the ball off cleanly. 20-17, a three-point lead for Canby. And now a whistle and a violation on Lacapal Valley. And Coach Amber Lee off the bench wanted to know what was wrong. One of the Eagles were out of place. And the floor referee whistled it. You got to stay in your right position there. And the Eagles are out of position. 21-17. Canby leads. And the serve by Willem is out of bounds. Point Eagles. 21-18. Let's see if the Eagles can rally back here. It's been a good set. A lot of ties. I don't know how many ties we had. Sulatsky is going to serve Maya. Here's a serve by Maya in the Hausman, the libero player. She passes up to Cockerman, and Nelson throws it over in the corner. Shelstead up to Hamlin. Good! Abby Hamlin does it again. Hamlin's fifth kill of the match. 21-19. Timeout by Coach Janae Wright. So we'll take a commercial break with the timeout on the floor. The Lancers lead the Eagles 21-19 in set two, and they lead the Eagles 1-0. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz, attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 320-598-7578. That's 320-598-7578 for Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz, attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year. And sports brought to you by the Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison. Always ready to serve up a full meal. Come on in for a delicious burger or mouth-watering Dairy Queen treat at the Dairy Queen in Madison. Just some of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimates, Shannon, 507-920-8453, or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson.
Got dirt? Got grime? Get clean on your time. At Wow Auto Wash in Dawson, you're in control. Their self-serve stations give you the power to spray, scrub, and shine your way. Wow Auto Wash has been updated with a new card reader. Get the UWash app to get royalty points. It's easy. Just pull up, pay, and wash. No waiting, no hassle. And with high-pressure wands, foamy soap, and powerful vacuums, your ride will be looking showroom new in minutes. Open 24/7 because your car deserves a shine anytime. Stop by Wow Auto Wash in Dawson today, where a cleaner car starts with you.
Welcome back to Lacapal Valley High School. Hey, we're tied up 21-21 thanks to Maya Sawatsky's third ace serve. Oh, Maya Sawatsky. Three ace serves in a row. And that puts the Eagles in the lead 22-21. Maya Sawatsky doing it from the service line right now. Here's that run jump serve by Sawatsky. She can keep it going. Ackerman up to Nelson. A drive from the outside there by number 13, Jellin. Hansen is out, and the Eagles have the lead, 23-21. And I thought Coach Snay Wright was going to call a timeout. Let's see if the Eagles can pull it off here and take set two. Canby took the first set, 25-19, 2 points away from beating a state-ranked team in a set. Slotsky serves. Amlin throws it in the back row. Ackerman's going to set up Nelson. Mortensen saves it. And now Amlin, or that was number nine, couldn't get it over. That was Sophie Leah. And that's a point for Camby. 23-22, Lackawanna Valley. Husband serves in the back row, goes to Sawatsky. Amlin passes up to Lee, and she can't get there. And the Lancers have tied it up, 23-23. And Coach Amber Lee wants a timeout. And we'll keep it right here. We don't want to miss anything. Wow. Come on out to Lackawanna Valley tomorrow afternoon for some homecoming festivities. Powder Puff Football, 2:25 tomorrow afternoon. They're gonna have the Pep Fest at 20 after 1. There is no parade tomorrow. No parade at Lackawanna Valley homecoming parade because they're not allowed to drive on the track, the new track that was built. So there's no homecoming parade, but the Pep Fest will start at 20 after 1. And then the and Madison Chamber and the Appleton Community Foundation will be handing out Sun Drop after the Pep Fest. And timeout's over. And ace serve there by Jaron Hausman has just put Camby up 24-23. Set point for the Lancers. The serve into the back row to Shelstead. Set point for Camby, 24-23. Hausman over to Nelson for the win. It's out. And that's a point for Lackawanna Valley. And the Lancers say that was tipped, that Mortensen tipped the ball. The referee says, no, it did not. She did not. Now Emily Nelson talking with the referee on the ladder, wants him to reverse that call. I think Maya got out of the way. We're tied 24-24. Shell said the serve for Lackawanna Valley. Serve goes in the back row. Here's a drive and a kill by Nelson, and the Lancers go back up 25-24. My goodness. Set point for Camby. Emily Nelson will serve. 25-24 Lancers, set two. Nelson serve into Kahn. Sawatsky sets Kahn out. She throws it deep in the back row. Willem up to Nelson. Here's a shot from the outside. Sawatsky keeps it alive. Shelstead, Meyer throws it over. 25-24 Camby. Brooklyn, nice dig there by Sawatsky. Kahn gets it over to net on the third hit. What a volley. Here's Brooklyn. It's blocked out of bounds, and Camby wins it. 26-24. What a set that was. What a set that was. That was fun. Camby wins it by two, 26-24. Folks, I think we had, a dozen or better ties in that set. You've got to be proud of what they did there against a state-ranked team. We'll take a couple-minute break, and we'll come back with set three right after this.
Football Friday night here on Q92 from RB Clay Field in Dawson, when the state-ranked Dawson Boyd Blackjacks host the Camby Lancers. 7 o'clock kickoff. That's Camby and Dawson Boyd in Football Friday night right here on Q92. Tune in.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your aggregate needs, including rock, crushed gravel, washed sand, washed rock, plus they'll do your excavation work. Call 320-567-2335. That's 320-567-2335. Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, Minnesota. Sports also brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Fund. First Security Bank of Canby, member of the FDIC, and an equal opportunity housing lender.
Sports, also brought to you by Sather Building Supply, located 236 North 3rd Street in Dawson. See them for all your building needs. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Call 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, located just off of Highway 212 in Dawson, owned and operated by Ken Sather. Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Cargill of Madison. Check out CargillAg.com. It gives you the futures, quotes, and the most accurate weather, and a lot of information, plus tools to help you market your grain. It also gives you the local grain prices at Cargill in Madison. CargillAg.com. It's free, and they keep adding feature. CargillAg.com. Point, click, and prosper.
If a new ride is on your wish list, the Co-op Credit Union has a little tip for you. Get pre-qualified before you walk into a dealership. This helps put you in the driver's seat during the car buying process, and it helps keep your budget in check. Co-op Credit Union is local people making local decisions on your auto and consumer loans. Stop by any of their locations in Montevideo, Benson, Canby, or Wilmer.
Co-op Credit Union, we're your financial home.
Normal lending guidelines apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Mattson Family Chiropractic prides themselves on helping you reach and achieve your goals that you have with care. Although most times getting out of pain is the primary goal, and Dr. Brock Mattson will do everything he can to help you achieve that. Chiropractic care is most often associated with neck and back pain, but Mattson Family Chiropractic offers so many other services as well, like sports physicals, DOT and drug testing. And does chiropractic care help kids? The answer is yes. Contact Dr. Brock Mattson today to set up an appointment. Call 320-269-7135. That's Mattson Family Chiropractic, Montevideo. Farmers at heart. At Beck's, that's who we are. Over 100 years, the Beck family has lived and farmed in central Indiana. And today, Bob Pearson Seeds is a proud Beck's dealer dedicated to serving farmers in Minnesota. To us, helping farmers succeed means so much more than just being a great seed supplier. We are committed to helping farmers seek new challenges, push boundaries, and innovate in an ever-changing industry. That's what makes Beck's different. We love what we do. We are and will remain farmers at heart. For more information, call Bob Pearson at 320-226-1534.
Welcome back to Lacapaw Valley High School Camden Conference volleyball matchup between state-ranked Camby and the Lacapaw Valley Eagles. I tell you what, folks, the Eagles gave Camby everything they had there in set two, even though Camby won at 26-24. 14 ties in that set. Amazing. Camby took the first set, 25-9. They took the second set, 26-24. The Eagles are up here in set three as we begin set three, 2-1. Here's Nelson with the serve in the back row to Sawatsky. The set by Ludvigsen is good. Ludvigsen, actually, she did not set it. She just threw it over. Ludvigsen serves for the Eagles, and that's an ace serve for Marley Ludvigsen. And the Eagles have their biggest lead against Camby tonight, 4-1 to start set three. Let's see if they can keep the momentum going and force a set four tonight. Other scores, boy, TMB and Dawson Boyd had a tangle in the second set. TMB won 31-29 over Dawson Boyd in the second set, and they're up 2-0 on the blackjack. 4-1 here, and we've got a carry on Ludvigsen. Point Camby, it's 4-2. Camby wins the set, they'll win the match. Eagles have to have a lot of confidence, even though they lost. Sometimes a loss is a good thing, but they played so well against Camby there. And the service there by Camby, and it's 5-2. Eagles over to Lancers, and here's Kahn with the volleyball for Lacapaw Valley. And Callie's serve goes in the back row. Verlin keeps it alive. We got a whistle. And I think Hamlin ran into the net. She did. Other volleyball scores. McCray leads Lakeview 2-0. Mineota defeated Ortonville tonight 3-0. 25-10, 25-6, 25-12. Minnewaska swept Montevideo 3-0. And now KMS up on Yellow Mesa East, 2-0. Here at La Caprile Valley, a kill there by, that was Grace Hansen. Or number 9, excuse me. That was Weber, Carly Weber, her second kill. 5-4 Eagles. The serve by the Lancers goes into Payton. Sack. Swatsky, Hamlin. Ooh, Abby couldn't get it over the net. Didn't get enough oomph on that one. This is Grace Hansen serving. And we're tied 5-5. Eagles led 4-1. Here's the serve, goes into Payton, up to Sawatsky at the net. A little off balance, but Hamlin gets it over on the third hit. Here's Nelson with a set, the number 4, drives it down Wollum. Eagles keep it alive, and oh, what a play by La Caprile Valley's Carson Whitnable. Whitnable gets the point. Beautiful play at the net by Whitnable. And Maya Mortensen serves for La Caprile Valley. Eagles up by a point now, 6-5. Nelson up to Wollum from the outside. Mortensen passes the ball up to Ludvigsen, and Meyer gets the kill. Faith Meyer, number 15, and a sophomore. Tell you what, the Eagles are playing a lot of young girls, and they're going to have a lot of varsity experience by the time they're seniors. Here's Mortensen with a run jump serve. Hit the net, goes over. She did the same thing in Lakeview Saturday. The ball hit the top of the net and went on the other side for a point. 8-5. La Caprile Valley leading the Eagles. Here's Mortensen serve. Goes over the net into Berlin. Ooh, the tough pass, but Nelson saved it. And Cockleman throws it down. Cockleman with her fourth kill, I believe. Number 2. Here's Cockleman's serve. 8-6. Eagles lead here in set 3, but they're down 2-0 to Canby. Hansen. Wow, she smoked that one. Or is that Carly? Might have been Carly Weber. It was Carly Weber, her third kill. And it's just a one-point lead for La Caprile Valley, and Bryn Cockman, the serve goes into the net, into Maya Mortensen. She passes up to Sawatsky. No, Meyer gets it over. Back to Canby's side. Wollum dug up by Shelstead in the back row. Sawatsky throws it over on the third hit. Here's a play at the... Shelstead saves it, and Sawatsky hit it out of bounds. And we're tied 8-8. Boy, I tell you what, outside the first set where Canby just dominated the Eagles are playing some tough volleyball, probably the best volleyball they've played so far this year. And there's a service there by Cockleman. Eagles rotation coming in. This is Leah. Sophie Leah in. Here's Maya Sawatsky with her serve. And it's an ace serve for Sawatsky, making it 10-8. That's Maya's fourth ace serve of the match. Number 4 for Sawatsky. 2-point lead for La Caprile Valley. Can they upset the state-ranked Lancers here in set 3? They almost did in set 2. And that's in! What? 5 ace serves for Sawatsky. And Coach Janae Wright not happy. She's off the bench. 11-8. This is turning into a pretty good volleyball match right now, folks. Here's a serve by Sawatsky again. He goes into Berlin. Up to Nelson. Here's Wollum from the outside. It's good. Carly's adding. I tell you, she's got to be one of the best outside hitters in the state. She's got 11 already. 11 kills for Wollum. A lot of the sets came from Nelson and Cockleman. Here's a back set. Abby Hamlin hits it, blocked at the net. Sawatsky saves it. Shelstead's got to get it over on the third hit, and she does. Cochran with a setter, drive by Nelson. And the Eagles can't handle it. Nelson, I think, just picked up her eighth kill. Cambia serving. And the serve goes in the Shelstead. Here's Abby. Amlin hits it way too long out of bounds. And we're tied 11-11. I believe because it's homecoming year, I think there's a powder puff volleyball match between the junior boys and the senior boys after this volleyball match is over. Here's Amlin with a big drive. What a save by Wallum. And the Lancers, my goodness, get it over to Nat. Ackerman. Here's Abby. Ackerman. The Hausman. A drive there by Verhelst. I think that was Verhelst. Cammy's taking the lead. Three kills for Verhelst. Cammy is taking the lead now, 12-11. Cammy serves. Shelstead returns it. Back to the Cammy side. Hausman. Here's Nelson. Look out. Partially blocked by Meyer and Elsalazzi. Meyer will throw it back over. Hockman's going to set up Hansen. Look out. Oh, tipped by an Eagle. So a point there for number 9, her fourth kill, Carly Weber. And Carly Wallum will serve for Cambie. Now they lead 13-2. Or 13-11, excuse me. Cambie serves. Mortensen digs it up, gets it back, throws it over from the back row. Cockleman back set to Nelson. Good. Nice set by Cockleman. And Emily Nelson picks up another kill. That's her ninth, and Coach Amber Lee wants a timeout to talk things over. We'll take a commercial break. Cambie leads 2-0, and they lead in set 3, 14-11. We'll be right back.
One of our sports boosters is CCM Health.
When it came time to grow our family, we decided to go to CCM Health. From the moment we walk in the door to the people checking us in, everybody always has a friendly smile, and we just feel heard and cared for from the beginning to the end of our appointments. With the help and the support of my midwife and through the nurses, I was able to recover so much quicker emotionally, physically. I 100% would recommend going to CCM Health. CCM Health helped us grow our family and live our life.
Sports on Q92, also brought to you by the Madison EDA. They believe there are a lot of good reasons for past residents and newcomers to bring it home to Madison. Many people have moved back to the area for a variety of good reasons. The newly renovated MMN Elementary School and Black Parle Valley High School are a couple of those reasons. The high school, with a 95% graduation rate, offers a variety of academic and athletic programs. For information on the Madison community, go online to madisonmn.info or call 320-598-7373. Bring it home to Madison.
All right, we're back here at Lac La Parle Valley High School. Cambie leading Lac La Parle Valley 2-0. Lancers won the first set 25-9. They won the second set 26-24. Right now they lead by 2, 14-12 here in set 3. Shelstead serving for Lac La Parle Valley. A drive from the outside by Verhelst, and it's blocked out of bounds by Sophie Leah. 15-12 Cambie. Jaron Hausman, a senior libero player. Run jump serve, over to net it goes. And, ooh, Khan wasn't ready, and Callie went off her fingertips out of bounds. 16-12. I think this is the biggest lead here in this set for Cambie. Hausman serves. In the con, passes up a little too far, and an easy point there for Hansen. ...17-12 Cambie, we're in set 3. Hausman serve, in the con, she hits it over the net, easy, oh, drive, nice play by Mortensen, and Shelstead saves it. Here's a drive from the outside, and it goes out of bounds. Point, Lac La Parle Valley. I believe they gave that point to the Eagles. Wait a minute. Yeah, they did. Peyton Saxon is going to come in to serve. 17-13. It's a four-point lead for the Canby Lancers. Eagles need to go on a bit of a run here. Peyton Sachs, outstanding golfer, by the way, Peyton is. Here's her serve into the back row. Drives in Nelson, smokes it home. Kill number 10 for Emily Nelson. Her and Bryn Cockleman, man, they work so well together. Nelson's going to serve. Here's the serve by Emily. And here's Kahn, gets it over. Set by Nelson. And point Eagles. Either Ludvigson or Kahn might have got a hand on it to block it. Hey, we've got football action for you tomorrow night. Canby Lancers are at Dawson Boys at RB Clay Field, 7 o'clock kickoff. We're going to be broadcasting that game. Rockefeller Valley homecoming as well. That was a tough call, but can't be in two places at once. So Murray County Central will be at Rockefeller Valley tomorrow night in football. 19-14, Canby leads. Set three, they lead two sets to none. Pick up the action here. Swatsky from the outside, blocked at the net by Canby. Here's Kahn in the middle, blocked at the net again. That was Wollum. The set by Nelson, and Wollum throws it down. What a set by Nelson. And Wollum is having, that was her 12th kill. My goodness. 20-14, Canby. Berlin serves in the Peyton Sachs. Back set here. Swatsky with a drive. Nelson, they keeps it alive for Canby. Hockelman throws it down with an easy kill. Number two, Bryn Cockleman with her fifth kill. She has an ace serve and a number of set assists. Canby stretching that lead now, 21-14. They lead two sets to none, looking to take set three here at Lockapaw Valley tonight. But Callie Kahn says, wait a minute, no way. And Kahn with a big hit in the middle. Shelstead comes out, Abby Amblin in for the Eagles. The Eagles are down 21-15, and Kahn serves in the back row to Hausman. Nelson, what a back set to Cockleman, and it's good. My goodness. Another beautiful set by Emily Nelson. Emily was on the all-tournament team at the Class A Showcase last weekend in Burnsville. 22-15, Canby, and Grace Hansen serve. Tight serve into Peyton. Pass it up to Swatsky. From the outside, Whitney will block by Cockleman. Two blocks for Cockleman. And Coach Amber Lee is calling a timeout. We'll keep it right here. Let's keep it right here with the score, 23-15. Canby. Let's go through some other scores here in the Camden Conference tonight. As I mentioned, three sets to none. Tracy Milroy Ballison leading Dawson Boyd two sets to none. The Panthers lead 18-15 in set three. Mineota beat Ortonville tonight 25-10, 25-6, 25-12. Minnewaska swept Montevideo tonight, three sets to none. KMS leading Yellow Medicine East, two sets to none. That in the area of volleyball. All right, we are going to have Lindsay Ludvigson come in to the cheer of the Rockapaw fans. Lindsay Ludvigson in. She's a senior. Lindsay's on the floor, defensive specialist. All right. Canby leads two sets to none. They're leading set 23-15. And the serve goes into Lindsay Ludvigson. Nice pass as Swatsky gets it over. Here's Nelson setting up. Cockleman, good. Another beautiful set by Nelson. Set point, match point for Canby, 24-15. Here we go. The serve by Hansen. And it goes out of, oh, it was tipped. And that's a point for Canby. They win it 25-15. And the Lancers defeat the Eagles 3-0. We'll take a commercial break, a couple-minute break. We'll come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after these words for our fine sponsors.
Hi, I'm Lindsay Ludvigson from the LQPV volleyball team, and you're listening to Q92.
Southwest Insurance Services, Incorporated of Canby and Grinnell Mutual, understand the value of teamwork. That's why we applaud the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Carrie Harding, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 507-223-7248 today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual and Reinsurance Company.
Fender bender? Major collision? Don't stress. Call Tufty Auto Body and Sales in Madison. They handle the dents, the dings, and full repairs like it never happened. Tufty Auto Body works with all insurance providers and offers free estimates. Fast, friendly, and flawless. That's Tufty Auto Body's promise. Call 320-598-3770 or visit Tufty Auto Body and Sales Facebook page. That's Tufty Auto Body and Sales, where your car comes back better than ever.
Sports on Q92, also sponsored by Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigson of Ludvigson Tiling at 320-226-7022. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. That's Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, another fine Q92 sports booster. Another sports booster on Q92 is the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers Association. Being a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers gives you opportunities to give back to your community, be more involved in public policy decisions, and be more informed on issues affecting local farmers. To find out more information about the benefits or to become a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, contact Dwight Mork or Jeff Rankins today. Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, proud to sponsor high school sports here on Q92.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
All right, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Their final, the Canby Lancers sweep the Eagles 25-9, 26-24, and 25-15. Our Neon Needles Subway player of the game is Canby's Emily Nelson. Emily, you did an outstanding job tonight setting.
Thank you.
What do you prefer, setting or kills?
Oh, I don't know. Passing? Pretty even.
Pretty even?
Yeah.
You and Brooklyn work so well together. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, Brooklyn?
Bryn, that's her mom. Sorry, okay. That's her mom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. No, not Brooklyn, Bryn, okay.
I think that we've worked really hard, even in the off season, during the season, to kind of just get our connections stronger together. I mean, we're both setters and hitters, so it's hard to get both setting and hitting done in practice. So we try to really just, like, work hard whenever we get the opportunity to hit or set.
All right. Boy, the Eagles played you tough there in that second set.
Yes, yeah.
What was going on there?
I think it was just some small errors on our side. I think the Eagles played really good that set. And I think we just really worked through it while still having fun.
Yep, that's for sure. Last week, talk about in Burnsville, you placed fourth out of, what, 12 or 16 teams?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Talk about that tournament. That's a big tournament, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we just came out, especially Friday night, and we had fun with it. We haven't really had a solid lineup, and we kind of started seeing a more solid lineup throughout that. And I think we just played as hard as we could and while still having fun with it. And I think whenever we have fun, we play a lot better.
Okay, yeah. You're having fun tonight?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Well, it's going to be an interesting section tournament coming up in a couple weeks, isn't
it? Yeah.
I mean, what do you got, four or five teams ranked in the top 10 out here?
Yeah, the Camden's something crazy.
Yeah, so you've played, refresh my memory, you've played McRae and Mineota already?
We played McRae, not Mineota yet. We play them next Thursday.
That's October 2nd.
Yeah, something like that.
I got that on my calendar. All right, well, Emily, congratulations on a fine job tonight
here. Thank you.
Keep it going.
Thank you.
Emily Nelson, our Neon Needles player of the game, as the Lancers defeat the Eagles. 3-0, like I said, 25-9 and 26-24. The Eagles really played outstanding in that second set. They had 14 ties in that set there. In the second set. And in the third set, the Eagles actually led 4-1 to start the third set, and it was tied up 11-11. And then Camden kind of took over from there and won by 10, 25-10. Let's go through some stats. Emily Nelson had 10 kills, got her for 2 blocks, and I'm not sure how many set assists, but there were quite a few. Her and Cockleman worked well. Cockleman had 6 kills and 8 serve and 2 blocks. Harley Wallum had a whale of a match, 10 kills, 3 ace serves, or make that 11 kills, 3 ace serves for Carly Wallum. Grace Hansen, 6 kills and an ace serve. Carly Weber, 4 kills and a block. Her house with 3 kills. Houseman with an ace serve. For Lackawanna Valley, how about Maya Sawatsky? She had 5 ace serves. I think she had 3 of them back-to-back-to-back in set 3. And a nice job by Sawatsky. She's a good setter as well. Abby Amlin had 5 kills. Carson Whitnabel, 5 kills. Callie Conn had 3 kills and a block. Maya Mortensen with 2 ace serves in that match there. We have a new sponsor tonight in the post-game show. It's Wow Ottawash. Brent Mosing. Thanks to Brent. They are sponsoring the play of the game. And I'm going to play on words here. Wow. The play of the game by Wow Ottawash tonight. And that's going to be Emily Nelson in the middle of the floor. Eagles did a great job of keeping it alive. Nelson from the middle of the floor was set up by Cockleman. Bryn Cockleman with outstanding set to Nelson. And she hit that ball so hard, I would have got out of the way of it. I marked it down. Actually, I marked a couple plays down for play of the game. But that's our Wow Ottawash play of the game. Wow Ottawash, self-service Ottawash there in Dawson. Been there, washed my car there, and it's a great Ottawash, that's for sure. And so that's our play of the game. Emily, set by Bryn Cockleman. To Emily Nelson in the middle of the floor, and Nelson just smoked it. And that's our Wow Ottawash play of the game. Our next broadcast comes tomorrow night. I will be at RB Clay Field when the Camby Lancers take on the Dawson Boys Blackjacks. It's a 7 o'clock kickoff tomorrow night right here on Q92. Come out to Lackawanna Valley tomorrow for a taste of Lackawanna Valley. Come hungry. A lot of food out here starting at 5 o'clock before the football game with Murray County Central. Right now there's going to be a Powder Puff volleyball game going on between the boys, junior boys, and the senior boys. And people are sticking around for that. That should be a fun time. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks to our fine sponsors here on Q92 for sponsoring high school volleyball. And we'll see you tomorrow night from RB Clay Field with the Blackjacks and the Lancers. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good.
sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Celtic Insurance Services, Carly Bothan Dawson, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson. Sports brought to you by SOS, Seafeld Ostra Services, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Club and Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Christensen Spray Foam Insulation, Canby. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Woodable Construction, Madison, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, the Wow Car Wash in Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, the Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM. Thanks for listening to Q92, 92.1 FM.
If you have a smart speaker, listening to Q92 is easy. Just say, Alexa, play KLQP FM.
Great music.